And we're going to bring in another than Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Hey, good morning, and how are you?
Good. I got him going.
Last night. I heard.
I got him going early on and at the end, too. Well, anyways, I'm real good, Pat, because you really do have good news for us.
It's a nice forecast. I mean, there'll be partly sunny skies today as compared to mostly sunny yesterday. It will not be as windy, and we'll have a high somewhere between 75 and 80, and clear and a cool night tonight, 50 to 55. Your Saturday, sunny, warm, and dry, meaning humidity stays low. But look, mid and upper 80s. Then on Sunday, sunny and a bit more humid, 85 to 90. Monday, hazy, hot, and humid, chance of a thunderstorm in the lower 90s. It won't be, quote, a textbook heat wave because you need three consecutive days of 90 or more, and I don't think we'll get that. You know, we may get close to 90 on Sunday and in the low 90s Monday, but that should be it because by Tuesday, a cold front comes down from the north with some showers and thunderstorms, and we're in the 80s for the rest of the week. So really nothing too ominous, which is great.
Well, I love it. But this morning, it's right now at 60, but when I left the house, it was like 56, and it was a damp 56, so I've got a little like, so I'll have to be wearing the same thing tomorrow morning, and then you shed it by the time I leave at 11:30, at just down to shirt sleeves.
That is correct, because it will be cool at night, and then, you know, very, very warm during the day. You'll see that change Sunday night into Monday, when Sunday night turns out to be pretty warm with temperatures in the 60s. So that's it. And there is nothing too ominous on the weather map. And all of the heavy rain this weekend will be centered in the upper Midwest. You know, Wisconsin, Minnesota, those places will get heavy rains. But not us. So that's a good thing. And
well, yeah, I'm looking at what's scheduled for this weekend and for Saturday and Sunday, and like it's going to be perfect. The Ankrum has their community cleanup day. That's an outdoor. There's an outdoor preview party for the open studio tours on Saturday, which is going on. Which is going to be out and about. The Wasaic Project has their summer benefit Saturday from 5 to 8. Then on Sunday, because it's Father's Day this weekend, right?
Yeah.
On Sunday, there's the Dewey Hall Father's Day Pancake Breakfast. I think this thing's been going on for 90 years, believe it or not, something like that. Wow. That's at Dewey Hall. There's the Strawberry Festival in Stanfordville at the Stanfordville Grange on Sunday. The Sheffield American Legion has a Father's Day roast beef dinner on Sunday from 5 till 7. And then, to wrap up your evening on Sunday evening, the Cranford Club in North Canaan, Connecticut, has their concerts by the Doughboy Monument. And this Sunday, it's Eric and Frankie with show tunes. So, I mean, a lot going on. Once again, another summer weekend. And we're going to have nice weather for it.
Yes, and I have our annual dinner dance tomorrow night, which doesn't really matter because it's indoors, but still it's always nice to have dry weather, you know, going to a dance.
Yeah, now you've got a DJ there, right?
We have a DJ, yes, and the theme is the Roaring Twenties because it is our 20th annual dinner dance, and we're doing about 4 trivia questions. And I've been testing these questions out on Marshall, folks. I think Marshall's a pretty good. Marshall usually is right on top of things. Now you did pretty good the last couple of days.
I did okay.
Yeah.
If you ever got
you did pretty good.
If you ever got a big investor, somebody who wanted to donate like $5,000 to your dinner dance, would you ever consider taking that $5,000 and bringing in like a big band?
Yes, I thought about it many times. In fact, they have a band. They have a live band at the picnic. He has a pretty good price on it. I think it's just below $3,000. And he had them last year and went over budget because of it, because he had a DJ also. This year, he scrapped the DJ and is just bringing in the band. And a lot of people have been sort of bickering in the background saying, why does he have to spend so much money on a band? But I think a band is great, and especially if it's indoors, because the picnic's outdoors.
Yeah.
I think it would be great for us. But down the line, these guys that we have are very good. They come from New Jersey. They're called Music Makers. and they're very, very good. They're reasonable, and they get everybody up dancing, so we'll see how they do. I'm going to give you a trivia question from the 20s, and I'll even tell you it was in the mid-20s. This celebrity was found guilty of obscenity and was put in jail for 10 days. Famous actress.
Actress?
Yes, I gave you even another hint there.
Mid-20s. See, this is where I'm going to be...
No, I'm going to give you one more hint. And once I give you this hint, you got it. Why don't you come over and see me sometime?
Mae West?
You got it.
All right. It's funny. I never considered her really an actress. I don't know why. I haven't seen her really act that much, but you've always seen the clips of her being interviewed and stuff like that.
Right. Yeah. And she was. Do you believe she was put in jail 10 days for obscenity? Could you imagine how many people they'd have to put in jail today for obscenity based on that?
I guess Harvey Weinstein would have been shot.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
he should be shot anyways, but that's besides the point.
So, and meanwhile, I will take pictures because we're running out of time. I won't see you Monday, but I'll see you Tuesday, and I'll have a complete report on how well the Roaring Twenties went over.
All right, Pat. Have a great weekend and speak to you Tuesday.
You do the same. Bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robinhood Radio.